In studio today, we have a trio of people from representing the several different groups that are in what is being called loosely as the Health Hub of downtown Northfield. We have Nicole Struz-Mueller, who is with Northfield Hospital and Clinics. Nicole, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And we have Jessica Astrup from the Sterling Drug. Jessica, welcome back. It's been a long time.
Thank you. It has been a long time.
Well, you're always welcome here. Just to let you know that. Also, Candy Taylor from Health Finders. Candy, thank you so much for coming. In today.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you for coming to our gala this week.
Yeah, and we're going to be going to your open house coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. But let's talk about this new Health Hub. I don't know who wants to start, but it combines all three of the services which your groups offer in one place. Boy, that's kind of got to be an exciting thing. Who wants to start first?
I can start. So it was our building, and we had for a long time home care and hospice in there, and we just knew there was so much potential for more collaboration in that individual space. And Northfield Hospitals and Clinics happened to have the lease, which was a perfect partnership. So we started talking years ago, really. It's been like 3 years in the making, about just what opportunity really existed downtown and how a walkable clinic in this area could make a huge difference. And as we started designing the space, we actually tore out walls and really opened it up so that it's so collaborative that our pharmacist actually stands only, what, maybe 20 feet away from the reception of the clinic and Health Finders. So there's this extreme level of collaboration that's just created by proximity, which is just a really, really cool concept.
Wow, let's talk about Health Finders, Candy, and how... Where did you start to fit into the position? Your group start to fit
we
in?
We kind of got to ride their coattails, and we feel so privileged because it's like Health Finders. This has allowed us to step kind of out of the shadows and into the sunshine. The partners have been so amazing. Even with the signs, when we got the bids for the signs, they were so expensive, and we thought we'd have to have a tiny little plaque on the wall that it looked like the poor relation. But Sterling stepped up and paid for half of our signs, and Northfield Hospital, you know, fitted into our paid front of the other half and fitted into our lease, and they've really been amazing to work with.
Now, how long has Health Finders been open now in the new facility?
We moved in, I think, in February.
Okay.
And so we got to, you know, get our feet wet, and it is just so beautiful. The remodel came out wonderfully, and it's fun to interact with everyone on a daily basis.
All right. Let's talk to Nicole here and about the Northfield Hospital and Clinics. Boy, that is, healthcare has changed so much, as evidence of all three of you being here. It's really changed quite a bit. And for Northfield, that means some new services being provided by Northfield Hospital and Clinics. How has that been received so far?
Yeah, well, we know, you know, patients really like convenient care and being able to walk in and not have to schedule an appointment, especially in downtown Northfield. It's convenient and close to people, and so they can walk in. And we actually provide services what we would call after hours, so in the evening as well. So we open up at noon, and we're open until 8 in the evening, Monday through Friday. And then we're going to be open weekends in, like, June 9th. We open up the weekends. So.
All right. Things continue to evolve.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk about the open house. What are people going to find? They go to the open house. By the way, it's, what, 3 to 5 o'clock today? Do
that
I have that
correct? Yep.
So stop on by. Other than road construction, which is going to be done, that's a temporary thing. But, boy, in the Health Hub, I want to also say that as being part of South Division, the southern part of downtown, boy, that really adds a lot to the whole downtown experience and what Northfield, downtown Northfield is. So once this all gets done, it's going to be just a wonderful addition with the road and everything. But let's talk about today. Jessica, we'll start with you. What can people find out?
So there's going to be some refreshments down there today. It's hard to know how many people to expect, so we were all just talking, do we have enough? Is it too much? You just never know what to plan for. We really hope everyone will swing through. But it's going to be very walk-in, walk around, take a look, talk to some of our providers, our pharmacists, the team at Health Finders. We really want people to know that this is a different experience. You're going to come in and you're going to be able to be handed off from one provider to the next and talk to everyone you really need to in that space at one time. And we want to demonstrate that today. So I personally am going to be talking about the partnership and how it came to be and just kind of walking people around with that message. And then we'll have a few of our other pharmacists there talking about how Sterling is different, how we provide a different pharmacy experience, a higher touch pharmacy experience. And then there's going to be representatives from both the clinic. It's always hard because they're both clinics. Mm-hmm. From both Health Finders and Northfield Hospitals and Clinics doing the same thing, kind of telling their story and how this partnership and these services came to be and what services are offered in the space. So very casual, a chance to see the new space. I know we drew a lot of attention when we ripped the front off the building down there. People were like, what is happening? Are they tearing it down? Nope, we're just updating. But it really does make a big difference. So people are kind of blown away when they walk in and see the openness and the collaborative space. So we're excited.
Gandy, let's talk to you next. I know Health Finders, not only you have a lot of challenges with Health Finders and you offer the services you offer, but also outreach, letting people know what type of services that you have. Do you think being downtown, having that big visible presence in downtown, is that going to be a big thing for you?
I think it's made a huge difference, even just having the signs and being visible, mm-hmm. you know, physically visible has made a difference. And, you know, you figure our patients are sitting in the waiting room right next to Northfield Hospital Clinic's mm-hmm. Patients at the same time. So it's going to, I think, form connections in our community. And it will, I think it'll be a really nice mutually beneficial collaboration for everyone.
Now, when folks come in this afternoon, you'll be there greeting them, or do you have a whole staff? Or?
We will have a couple of us that will be doing the greeting, and mm-hmm. and we Northfield Hospital will be Express Care Clinic will be open, and so they'll be seeing patients. And we have a clinic that starts at 4 too. So it's gonna be a little. We're gonna have to be a little careful on how mm-hmm. we do things, because if we have patients, we'll have to mind their confidentiality. But it's going to be interesting and fun.
Yeah, patients absolutely comes first. And I would imagine you're probably going to be dealing with a little bit of that as well, Nicole.
Yeah, we will have our staff will be there. Our provider, Kimberly Gear, will be there to talk to patients. As Candy said, we will be seeing patients as well. But people can come in and find out a little bit about the services that we provide. And we can talk to people a little bit about when they come in, what that experience will be like, and show them the space. And so I think it'll be nice for community members.
Now, we've touched a little bit on the kind of the collaborative factor, just the location, having three, you walk in and the pharmacist is within 20 feet of the receptionist and such, that proximity, that closeness, you know, in the long run, for healthcare just in general in Northfield, have you been able to kind of quantify the benefits of that yet?
It's early, but the coolest part is, so Kimberly, the provider, will come over, and if she has to make a over-the-counter recommendation, she walks patients right to that section of the shelf, and she says, yep, this one right here, you know, this is going to be a little less expensive option. This is a smaller bottle. I'd go with this one. You only need this for 10 days. You don't need 40 of them. So she can walk patients right over to the pharmacy, show them exactly what product. If they need a wrist brace or a knee brace, she can definitely point them right in those directions. So it's beneficial for us because we get increased sales. We get exposure, but it's really awesome for the patient because they don't have to then go stand. We've all done this. You walk into Target and you stand in front of a section of shelving with 4,000 options and you sit there and say, what am I supposed to buy again? What is this? Kimberly, who is an expert, she's been in quick care for a long time from MinuteClinic, I believe. She knows how to collaborate in a retail setting, so she can come out and point them exactly in the right direction, saves them time, often saves them money. And I think it really shows just those quick examples of how this collaboration is really key.
Well, I understand that so completely. If you need an over-the-counter or just an over-the-counter, off-the-shelf type medicine, and they give you a name, and you go up there, and there's 50 products with that brand name on it. Where do you go?
Yeah.
I need some help.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, so what a wonderful thing. What else about the open house? Have we missed anything about the open house today?
No, people will get to tour the whole clinic, mm-hmm. and they will do well to meet these folks because we've had a chance to get to know Kim and the whole team over there, and we work very closely with Sterling for our medication assistance program, and it's such an amazing team of people. And I think that everybody should get their prescriptions at Sterling, and everybody should go to the Express Care Clinic.
I think the biggest thing with today is take advantage of opportunities to meet your healthcare providers. If you know your healthcare team and they know you, the care you receive is going to be so much better. So when you have a chance, when a pharmacist or a provider is not being interrupted, go pick their brain. Go bug them. We like being bugged. So please come in, meet us, talk to us. We definitely want to be a resource to the community and to downtown. So take advantage of the opportunity for some uninterrupted time with your providers and with the rest of the team.
All right. One final question is, can you get there from here? We mentioned there is road construction going on right now, but you do have plenty of access to the building.
If you just climb a mountain of dirt on Division, about 35 feet tall. No, just kidding.
You'll need some ropes for rappelling.
Need some ropes, yep. We'll be there with ropes. Now, if you come on Water Street and up 7th, there is a road closed, local business only sign, but mm-hmm. you can come up 7th Street from Water, and then you can enter the parking lot that way. Division Street, not very accessible at the moment down there. So we're here
right.
in July.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope. Wonderful addition to town. Where I know you're all excited about that, and I think the town is excited about it as well. So, best of luck in the open house today, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Jeff.
That is Jessica Eastrup from Sterling Drug, Nicole Struz-Mueller from Northfield Hospital and Clinics, and also Candy Taylor from Health.